Hello, hello, hello. Peace, everybody. Grand Rising. Rich Rising. Today I'm coming on here real direct. And I'm literally talking straight to the mic because I did some meditation in the shower. And this just came to me to talk about resources. And just quickly, like, share my thoughts about resources. So, in this world, of course, we live what people would say, like, lower class, upper class, middle class. You know, there's different levels of wealth. You know, some people are considered poor. Some, you know, those levels, right? And with each of those levels come with resources, and it comes with a certain mindset. And those who are like lower class, whatever, considered to be poor, because I don't just look at poor, you know, in the material world, but so to speak, I'm speaking on being poor in this material world, right, on this physical plane, 3D realm. A lot, like I said before, a lot of people may physically be in not the best standards, but they consider to be wealthy, or they are aspiring to be healthy, or, you know, manifesting more income. And I just want to say that whatever level you are at, especially if you are on the lower levels, or, you know, you're not financially where you want to be. Let me say that if you are financially where you are, you're not happy, you are not satisfied, understand something. You have access to research and to gain resources. And by resources, I don't care if it's food stamps or what they know as EBT. I don't care if you need assistance to pay your bills in any form, rental assistance, housing assistance, power, but like any type of financial assistance to get you by, do it. And do it proudly. This world is going through a lot, right? Going through a lot. So by no means should you down yourself because of where you're at. A lot of us that are on this spiritual journey, you know, we go through a lot of material expenses that seem like it's at a deficit or at a loss. And that is because a lot of times our soul is so rich. Our soul is so powerful. Our soul is so spiritual. Because anything that looks like a loss in the material physical world is a gain in the spiritual world. We get so confused at times, like I said, looking at all these people and all this wealth, but then you find out that their soul is poor. Their soul is not rich. Like, they don't have a soul. So I say that to say, embrace that you even have those resources, especially to my people of color who are listening. Embrace those resources. I don't give a damn about the system. Make the system or these systems, these resources, make them work for you. Make it work for you. If you are in alignment, I hear a plane in the background. Must be a great thing. Make those resources work for you and do it proudly. Do not be ashamed because maybe that is a part of your journey. I've really had to come and realize that a lot of my fears has to deal with parts of my ego, because your ego is necessary, but parts of the ego that deal with fear and having to reach out for help. Have you ever found yourself in a situation to where after you reached out for resources, then your life turned around quickly? Maybe the reason why some of us are in these dynamics of lower levels of material possessions or gain is because we have to get over the fear, get over our ego in asking for help, which is related to being issues of abandonment and survival mode and mindset. Everyone has a space and a time and a journey that works for them on their time in their alignment. So, and I'm not just speaking, you know, to the listeners, I'm speaking to myself, which is why I'm sharing it with you all. Do not be afraid to use resources, find out about resources, learn everything that you can to elevate yourself into a better position. And just know that as long as you are making progress and you are not where you were at 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because sometimes these things do take time. Just know that as long as you are doing what you are supposed to do and that you always have the right intentions for the things that you are doing, you are not wasting, then this is your path. And you have to overcome the path, and it's meant for you to learn the things that you need to learn. And it's meant for you to have those resources. Like I said, this isn't about the system. Fuck the system. There is a way that you can look at these systems in place. You can either let it hold you back. But when I say years ago, because I didn't want to be involved with the system because I was so woke and I was so conscious that that shit put me in a fucking chokehold. I am so thankful and blessed that for the resources that I tapped into and released my ego. Because for whatever reason, people of color, they seem to want to look down at a lot of us because we have to use these resources, not even realizing we're coming from generations of parents who a lot of us don't even have it together. Now, I do use some of these systematic resources today. And guess what? Even though it may not look like on the outside that I am the richest person, I'm doing better than some people in my family today. A lot of these experiences are for you to overcome your fear, to build character, and for you to be a light for others. It's for you to not be shame, to live in shame, be in shame. Like, you are not the only one out here needing the assistance, needing the help. The difference between you and other people that are in your position is that you did something about it. And as long as you are out here putting in the work and you are out here faking it until you make it, those, the great aspects of delusion, it will manifest into better positions for you. Sometimes the thing that you won't do, those systems you won't apply for because your ego is so big and you think you're better than that, but yet you're still struggling. That's why. So, like I said, I didn't want to come on here for long, but I just really wanted to share that. Like, don't be ashamed. Okay? Don't let the social media streets, social media streets, don't let none of this in this 3D world that we just all tapped into these technology. And social media and all these platforms fool you like ain't nobody else ain't doing or going through what you've gone through. Anybody that you experience is either going through something similar to you. Because I've had plenty of people tell me hey, I wish I had access to some of the resources that you have access to, because I don't have it. I'm out here struggling. So every time I hear that, when I say it, it feeds my ego in such a powerful way to not be fearful, to release shame, release guilt that I'm even in the position that I'm in. I have to show people what to do with these things and turn it powerful. Some of us that are on rental assistance, maybe there's no other way that you could look into, you know, maybe this is the path for you to look into. Maybe you are in this position as far as housing, and housing can help you into ownership. Now, I don't think that these areas of systematic things are like you should stay in, but I feel like for those who need it and you have access to it, use it. It is there for you to use. It is there as a resource to you. It is there as reparations to you. Use it. Pivot it to put yourself in a better position of less stress. As I always say, and I'm saying it here on the podcast because maybe I've said it in some other sort of way previously before. The idea is to work smarter, not harder. So whatever physical mobility that you can save on your body and yourself and your mental, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, use these systematic resources as a pivot to put you in a better position. Make these systems work for you. That's all I have for today. And until next time, peace.